And of course, it all comes back to just that simple quality of mindfulness. And from the mindfulness, then the different qualities of practice that we need to rely on are cultivated. The quality of faith or of confidence, and it comes out of the mindfulness. The quality of effort, and the mindfulness is the ground, and then the effort, the application of energy sort of rises up out of that mindfulness. The concentration, stillness, tranquility, the base and the foundation is the mindfulness, being the knowing. It's always the foundation, and then the mind is able to become still, become settled, become steady. Like one of the when we hear about, say, samadhi, concentration, we can oftentimes think of it, you know, in terms of, you know, something, you know, that we're forcing, or you know, concentration is kind of a tight holding. And one of the when in the Thai language, when they translate samadhi, they don't just use one word. It's the phrase that they use is the firm establishing of the mind, which is much more applicable, much more useful way to hold it. Just establishing the mind firmly, so that, and of course the mindfulness is the ground, is the root, and with that firm establishing of the mind, that we can allow it to steady, allow it to settle. Then the quality of wisdom, of discernment, it arises up out of that quality of mindfulness, of knowing. There's an idiom that Ajahn Chah would use over and over again in the Thai language. And it's rare that he would just use it. The word for, in the scriptural language, for wisdom or discernment is banya. And it's rare that Ajahn Chah would use that on its own. But he would always, more often than not, he would use satipanya, which is like mindfulness and wisdom together, and that's a more, I think, a helpful way of seeing, yeah, this aspect of discernment, investigation, understanding, wisdom relies on the mindfulness, the awareness, that attention, that sati. That quality of mindfulness, being the knowing, is kind of the ground, the root that we, these different qualities in practice that we rely on, that they grow up out of, and you know, our practice and our training, and it relies on you know, being present to the circumstances that we're in, and the turning attention to these wholesome qualities. That's the faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, wisdom. Yeah. And these are what are called spiritual faculties or spiritual powers. Yeah. I mean, they're also kind of supported and grounded in the qualities of generosity, of virtue, of resolution, of equanimity, of loving kindness, determination, all of those what are called the paramitas, the wholesome qualities, spiritual qualities. So that is as we go through our day, go through our life, it isn't just sort of some idealized Tudong monk off in the wilderness of Thailand that is has the opportunity to cultivate. It's all of us, whether we're monastics living in, up in Mendocino County or the lay people living anywhere, here in Marin in the city. Those qualities are what we direct our attention to and give ourselves the encouragement to rely on. And that's what nurtures our practice.